Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. God is with you. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. After Moses' death, Joshua was given an important task, to lead the Israelites into the promised land of Canaan, breaking down the walls of Jericho along the way. Why was this such an important task? So their descendants could be as numerous as the stars in the sky, fulfilling God's promise to Abraham. And one of these descendants would be Jesus, the Savior of the world. Joshua played a vital role in that plan for the salvation of humanity. He couldn't change his mind and keep the Israelites in Moab. They had to continue on toward Jericho, and God was there to grant them strength along the way. You also play a vital role in God's plan for the salvation of humanity. And just like Joshua, you will have walls to overcome along the way, and that can be terrifying. Thankfully, you have the same command and comfort that God gave to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. God is with you. You have the privilege of sharing the good news of Jesus with the children and their families every day. Whether shared in the classroom or through virtual learning, the message is the same. God loves you, sent his Son for you, and wants you to be with him in heaven. Therefore, do not be afraid when you invite a family to church, whether in person or virtually. God is with you. Do not be discouraged when you can't keep up with the demands of daily life. God is with you. Do not be afraid when the enrollment is lower than expected. God is with you. Do not be discouraged when the budget gets tight. God is with you. At the end of the day, the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God is with you with his power, but also with his grace for the times when you fail. Jesus was strong and courageous as he made his way to the cross, and therefore, you and I can be strong and courageous as we share his love with others. Let's pray together. Dear Father, give us strength and courage as we face the daily trials and tribulations of this world, remembering all the time that you are with us. Amen. A question to consider: what does it look like to be strong and courageous in your current situation? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.